Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Recession: The Real Reasons Economies Shrink and What to Do About It by Tyler Beck Goodspeed, is an economic history and policy analysis of why modern economies contract. Goodspeed, a former chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors and chief economist of ExxonMobil, approaches recessions as historical events that can be studied across long periods, rather than as automatic phases of a business cycle. The book compares recessionary episodes in the United States and the United Kingdom over several centuries, combining historical evidence with empirical reasoning. Its purpose is to challenge familiar explanations that treat recessions as inevitable corrections after excessive growth or as useful episodes that cleanse weak firms from the economy. Instead, Goodspeed argues that recessions usually begin with disruptive shocks, such as war, energy price spikes, financial stress, or sudden uncertainty, and that policy choices can worsen or prolong the damage. The book is written for policymakers, economists, business leaders, and general readers seeking a historically grounded account of economic contraction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, recession is defined as broad economic contraction, not just two quarters of falling GDP. A central feature of Goodspeed analysis is his caution about simple recession definitions. The common two-quarter rule treats recession as two consecutive quarters of negative gross domestic product growth. But Goodspeed considers this too narrow for historical and practical analysis. Older economic history lacks modern quarterly GDP data, and even contemporary GDP figures are revised, incomplete, and sometimes misleading. The book, therefore, leans toward the broader approach associated with the National Bureau of Economic Research, which looks for a widespread contraction across sectors, lasting more than a few months, and usually accompanied by employment losses. This distinction matters because recessions are social and labor market events, not only accounting events. A brief but severe collapse, such as the pandemic downturn, can qualify as a recession even if it does not fit a mechanical quarterly formula. By emphasizing breadth, duration, and job losses, Goodspeed frames recessions as disruptions to economic coordination across households, firms, and markets. This approach also supports the historical scope of the book, because it allows comparison across eras when economic data were measured differently. Secondly, expansions usually do not die from age, but are interrupted by adverse shocks. Goodspeed challenges the idea that economic expansions contain an internal clock that eventually forces them into recession. In this view, long growth periods do not automatically become fragile simply because they have lasted many years. Instead, the book argues that recessions typically begin when adverse shocks interrupt ongoing growth. These shocks can include wars, sudden energy price increases, financial disruptions, policy uncertainty, pandemics, or other events that change costs, expectations, credit conditions, or production possibilities. The point is not that every recession has one identical cause, but that contraction usually requires a sharp disturbance rather than the mere passage of time. This argument changes how readers interpret boom and bust narratives. If expansions are not self-exhausting, then analysts should be careful about predicting recession solely from the age of a recovery or from vague claims that the economy is overdue for decline. The historical comparison across the United States and the United Kingdom gives the claim added force, because it treats recessions as episodes to be explained by concrete disruptions. The result is a less cyclical and more event-centered understanding of economic downturns. Thirdly, the book rejects the claim that recessions perform a useful cleansing function. Another major target of the book is the idea that recessions are painful but productive episodes that clear out weak firms and reallocate resources to better uses. Goodspeed argues that this creative destruction story is overstated when applied to economy-wide contractions. In a recession, failing demand, tighter credit, labor market disruption, and uncertainty can damage healthy firms as well as inefficient ones. Younger businesses may be especially vulnerable because they often have less access to financing and smaller cash buffers. Workers can lose skills. Matches between employers and employees can break down, and investment plans can be postponed even when they would have been productive in normal conditions. The book also emphasizes that economies often return to something like their previous growth path rather than emerging fundamentally more efficient. This supports the claim that recessions bring substantial pain without a reliable compensating gain. The practical implication is important. Policymakers and commentators should not romanticize downturns as necessary purges. If recessions do not reliably improve productivity, then preventing avoidable contractions and limiting their duration become legitimate economic priorities rather than attempts to interfere with a beneficial natural process. Fourthly, each recession has distinct causes shaped by national institutions and sectoral exposure. Goodspeed avoids replacing one oversimplified recession theory with another. Although he stresses the role of shocks, he also treats each recession as historically specific. The same global disturbance can produce different outcomes depending on a country's energy dependence, financial system, labor market rules, fiscal capacity, monetary institutions, and regulatory choices. A war, oil shock, banking disturbance, or pandemic does not enter every economy through the same channel. Some countries may absorb the shock to prices, others to unemployment, credit contraction, business failure, or public borrowing. This perspective helps explain why a recession in one country does not automatically imply an identical contraction elsewhere, even in an interconnected world. It also limits the usefulness of one-size-fits-all explanations, such as blaming every downturn on speculation, bankers, consumers, or government spending. The book instead encourages readers to identify the specific mechanism that turns a disturbance into broad contraction. This is especially relevant for business leaders and policymakers because it shifts attention from generic recession anxiety to exposure analysis, which sectors are vulnerable, which institutions amplify stress, and which decisions might transform a temporary shock into a prolonged slump. Lastly, policy cannot reliably eliminate recessions, but it can avoid making them worse. The policy message of the book is deliberately restrained. Goodspeed does not present government action as a tool that can always prevent or quickly end recessions. Historical experience suggests that recessions are difficult to forecast precisely, often begin suddenly, and may be driven by shocks outside the control of domestic policymakers. However, the book also argues that choices by governments and businesses can prolong downturns or deepen their costs. Poorly timed taxes, regulatory barriers, energy constraints, financial mismanagement, or uncertainty-producing interventions can reduce investment, delay rehiring, and weaken recovery. The practical principle is close to a do-no-harm standard during and after a shock. Institutions should avoid policies that obstruct adjustment, raise costs unnecessarily, or discourage productive activity. This does not mean doing nothing. Stabilization efforts may cushion households, preserve liquidity, or prevent panic, but Goodspeed stresses humility about what policy can accomplish. The distinctive contribution is the balance between skepticism and responsibility. Recessions may not be fully controllable, yet leaders still have meaningful influence over whether a contraction remains short and contained or becomes longer and more damaging. In conclusion, Recession is best suited to readers who want a historically grounded alternative to familiar business cycle explanations. Economists, policymakers, financial professionals, business strategists, and serious general readers will benefit most, especially if they are interested in how recessions actually begin rather than how they are commonly narrated after the fact. The practical value of the book lies in its insistence on diagnosis. By distinguishing broad contraction from simple GDP decline, separating shocks from aging expansions, and rejecting the notion that downturns automatically improve efficiency, Goodspeed gives readers a clearer framework for evaluating recession risk and policy response. Its intellectual benefit is equally important. It resists moralized explanations that blame every recession on excess, greed, or necessary market discipline, compared with many popular economics books. Recession stands out for combining long-run economic history with policy relevance. It is not primarily a forecasting manual, an investment guide, or a partisan argument for stimulus or austerity. Its distinctive position is as a corrective to recurring myths about recession causation and recession benefits. The book encourages humility about prediction, seriousness about shocks, and caution about policies that can turn disruption into prolonged economic weakness. If you would like to support Tyler Beck Goodspeed, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.